Hello, I'm Dr. Charles David Tauber, CEO of the Coalition for Work with Psychotrauma and Peace, the CWWPP. You can see what we do and how we do it on the website www.cwwpp.org. We very much welcome your comments on this podcast and your ideas for future podcasts. Today's podcast will be on volunteering. This podcast will be based on our experience with volunteers and the experience of other organizations. Let's first talk about some considerations in volunteering. First of all, why do you want to become a volunteer? You might want to learn about various places, about various people, about various subjects. That's very good. What we consider bad motivation is to push yourself forward and only to get another note on your CV and only to spend time. We think it's very important that you think about the people you're going to be working with. That's extremely important. Another consideration is how long you will stay. Will that actually be valuable for the organization you're working with or for the people you're working with? We know a lot of volunteers who stay a very short time and who, in fact, create more problems through the fact that they stay a short time and the fact that they're there than they do good. Another consideration is what you can contribute. Do you have skills? Do you have expertise that will be useful to the organization or to the people with whom you'll be working? Also, will you contribute attitudes which might not be there? That's also very important. Another consideration in the first instance is what can you learn? What can you learn about the content, about the people you're working with, about what you're doing? And also very important, what can you learn about yourself while you're doing the volunteering? You should not become a volunteer when it's only for you and, very important, when you will be more of a burden to the organization you're working with or to the people you're working with than you will be a help. And unfortunately, we've seen that on quite a number of occasions. If you're going to be a volunteer, you need to prepare for it. First, you need to learn about the organization that you're going to be working with and what it does. What are its tasks? What are its politics? Who are the personalities involved? You might even want to speak with previous volunteers for the organization. You also want to learn about the region that you're going to, the region in general, and the specific issues that are present in that region. You also want to learn about the specific areas of interest to the organization that you're going to be working with. You also want to figure out if your skills and knowledge will be useful. We recommend strongly that you get some training before you become a volunteer. And, very important, training about trauma and secondary traumatization. Virtually nobody is exempt from secondarily traumatized to a certain extent while being a volunteer. Learn about that. Learn about the traumas of the people whom you might be working with. Very, very important. While you're volunteering, there are a number of points. First of all, your relationships. Your relationships with other staff should be cordial. I don't think personally that they should get too close, especially if you're spending a short time there. Take a look at your relationships with your bosses, with the hierarchy. How are you relating to those people? What are you doing? Are you doing what they say? Are you doing your own thing? What is your relationship? If you think they are doing wrong things, how are you relating to them in that sense? Also, your relationships with clients. Under no circumstances should you have a sexual relationship or a very, very close relationship with a client, especially if you're going to spend a relatively short time doing the volunteering. This is not to say that you shouldn't be friendly with a client, but you need to keep a certain distance, and you need to keep objectivity with the clients. Another point with volunteering and why you're volunteering is getting supervision on the content. In other words, professional supervision. Are you doing things right? What questions do you have? Never be afraid to ask questions. Another point is getting psychological supervision. Now, that can be within the organization or that can be outside of it from a specific supervisor. This is extremely important. We cannot emphasize it enough. What we mean by psychological supervision is how your personal life and how your professional life are interacting. How are you interacting with clients? How are you interacting with the material? You may be getting secondarily traumatized, as we mentioned. Very, very important to get that psychological supervision. Sometimes you do it in a group, and that's called intervision. Also, while you're volunteering, we ask you to be very careful about your behavior. So, don't get drunk, high, anything like that. Conduct yourself properly within the community. Remember, you're a representative of the organization with which you're working. Very, very important to conduct yourself properly. Once you're finished with volunteering, we think it's very important that you get some debriefing. Get it from an external source. Talk to somebody about what you did. Talk about both the content and the psychological side. Also, we recommend that you do some personal debriefing. In other words, write what you did, evaluate what you did, figure out how you react to it and what you've learned from it. I've also done volunteering in the past. I've worked with a lot of volunteers. And I can tell you from all of that experience that volunteering is extremely valuable. Everybody who volunteers learns from it. But please, do it in a proper way. Thank you for listening, and thank you for watching this podcast. We hope to see you in the next one next week. Enjoy now.